مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. مفتي حسن علي سليمان، hope you well this morning.
الحمد لله، things are fine. الحمد لله. How's everything in South Africa?
الحمد لله، ثم الحمد لله. You sound too fine, or sound too calm, rather. Since there's so much of news out there of Pakistan, 2 million people affected due to the floods and the rest. But as you say, always, it's not your area.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, yes, for that, it's not my area. But we have our own problems. We have our own problems. Hmm. And we still have a lot of water on the roads and what have you here in the city, which causes a lot of traffic and things like that. Hmm. So things are normal. Things are normal.
Yes, and what's happening with the earthquakes? Yesterday, last night, another earthquake had jolted Afghanistan, and particularly in areas which is close to the Pakistani borders.
Again, yeah, I don't know. I only watch. Well, I don't watch the television news, so I miss on these things. After I got messages from you about the second earthquake, I checked the e-newspapers, the Pakistani e-newspapers, and there wasn't anything there. So as far as there are many English and Urdu-speaking channels, okay, for news here, and some of them are like 24 hours a day, so only news. But since it's video, I can't watch it. So sometimes I'm a little bit late, even though I'm like almost in the middle of things. I'm a little bit late, but I can find out a little bit easier about things in Pakistan. I mean, in South Africa than other places in. In Pakistan. Mm.
So I just spoke to one of the Taliban spokespersons. He told me that he cannot, because I'm on the group with him. So I said, can you please get me someone? I would like to know what's happening. And he said that they do not have permission because they operate strictly with, you know, with Shura and it's mutual consent on many issues. So they said that no, they won't be able to come on air like how you and I are speaking now. But whatever information he gets, he's going to send it to me and I can then relay to the listeners. And then he said the other challenge also is they only speak Urdu and Pashto. So that's another aspect. I said maybe, I don't know, Mufti, you can speak Pashto? Or not as yet.
I don't think so. not as yet.
Yeah, they say the easiest way to learn a language is to marry that particular background which you want to learn, that language, okay, that culture, whatever it is. So maybe you should.
I'm open for that.
You could consider Pashto next.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm ready for that. I'm going to.
So
I volunteer.
The other thing he said was that they won't be able to come on, but maybe he can get someone else to come on and share with us. But there again, the challenge is most of them do not speak English, and then our listeners can't really benefit. You know, it's the one world, one world order, new world order, one world religion, one world language, lingo. Everything is one. But oneness of Allah, that's that we pushed aside. The other issue I wanted to really speak on is this KFC advert, which you've seen. I've sent it to you last night. I don't know if you got a chance to go through it. Of course, the faces, all of that was blocked, but the message And I'm not saying this is from our, you know, sources. It's not our halal authorities. These are non-Muslims which are speaking here. And I'll just play it in a moment for the listeners. But it's really sick to know that to this extent, that even a disbeliever can pick up that there is something really fishy happening in these particular adverts. And how then do you get these halal authorities, halal organizations still going forth with this to promote these things? That's where the tragedy comes in. KFC in Pakistan, I think last time we did speak a bit of it when a few of the, you know, the Pakistanis, they got frustrated and they went to another level of boycott and going into the stores and, you know, damaging the stores and all of this year. Any of that lately?
If there was, it hasn't made the newspaper. I haven't heard anything like that in a long time.
Okay. Yeah, so just yesterday, just to drift for one moment, it was quite hilarious to read about this year. In Poland, they had a concert, and there was an Israeli performer and singer there, artist, performing on stage with his band, and all of a sudden, you know, these pro-Palestinian activists, they come out from nowhere. So I they are not Muslim also, so but they're pro-Palestine. Okay. So we say La Ikraha fi Deen, there's no compulsion for them in Deen where they have to abide by rules. In fact, for them it's fine, we promote it, we say yes, you go ahead with it, it's not going to affect your Deen because you're supposed to become Muslim and the rest, and then Islam is, you're supposed to operate within the limits, and then we can put down limitations and say that you can't do this and that, but now you're not Muslim. So anyway, they took a bucket of paint. I don't know how they got it in, but somehow as he was performing, they threw this thing at the singer and this whole thing splashed upon him, and red paint it was. So while they all, it was like a planned mission that they had
from the beginning.
So while they, all the guards and security police are dealing with this whole thing, another lady takes a Palestinian flag and she wants to jump on the stage now. And somehow they tried to stop her as well, and that, and they were then taken out of the whole gathering and the rest. But it was like, just, you know, the other day it was Mufti Menk, he was being attacked, and on the same, if you look at it, it's the same message, but you wouldn't expect it from our Muslim people, where you can't speak against Israel. And these proactive or pro-Palestinian activists, their message was the same, to say that you people are not speaking against Israel. And if you look at the Muslim brother in that masjid in Sheffield, his message was the same. You don't speak against Israel. That's what we want to hear. And this year, it's just strange. Anyway, there is all of this activism that is going on. We've heard of the flotilla ship, or that's left already. Italy, I'm just amazed, Mufti Saab, how much Italy is playing such an active role in all of this year. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses them with iman and the rest, taking such a firm stance against Israel, not willing to assist in releasing any stock or anything, assisting with the ships, the movement of the ships in their docks, or nothing of that sort. The workers have said, we're putting our hands down on all of these issues because you are assisting the genocide, and that's the reason. I'm going to play this here, just going back to that KFC thing, where our Muslimin are still struggling to boycott this, which you're not supposed to only boycott, you're supposed to leave out because it's haram. That's why. And look at their slogans, look at their adverts. I'm just going to play this quickly so our listeners have an idea of what's happening. And to say that this is not just from halal authorities, not that we trust the halal authorities, but listen to what the non-Muslims have to say.
What is KFC trying to tell us? Because their new commercial is strange. At the beginning of the commercial, a dude is walking in the woods and he notices a chicken and they stare at one another. But there's more. A girl appears out of nowhere and leads this guy to something that appears to be a dark ceremony. And they make a circle around them. And what happens next? They levitate and they descend it, and the crowd takes off running. Now take a look at the next scene. They are carrying a golden egg. And since that's not enough, the girl picks up a guy and carries him into a lake or a river that appears to be gravy. And she puts him down. And when she pulls him up, he's a fried piece of chicken. One thing I noticed is that this resembles baptism, and the egg represents new birth. What does this have to do with eating chicken? If I wasn't aware of this being a KFC commercial, I could have easily mistaken it for a ceremony. And if you're not aware of what the egg really stands for, research the meaning, and it just might shock you. And I just want to advise you, be careful in regards to where you eat out. And time again, they show us the eye. And this time, they chose the eye of a chicken. This wasn't a coincidence. Whatever point they were trying to make, it's obvious that they got their point across. Everything that's done in the dark, it shall come to the light. So brothers and sisters, don't be deceived. Watch and pray. God bless you.
There's another one this year. I'll just play this one also, just a little bit of this year.
All right. What is this creepy KFC commercial? Has anyone seen this? Chris, have you seen this?
I don't know.
Okay. No, you would know.
Okay, then no.
Okay. So this is a 2-minute long commercial. I don't know if you want to do this now after the break, but this is making the rounds here, and it's a KFC commercial. And just see if it makes you want to eat some KFC.
Okay. 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 So anyway, Mufti Saab, you've heard about this. They put a body into the gravy, which is a river, and they take out this body, this female, wherever she is, and this body becomes now a crumb chicken. So what the egg has to do with this whole thing, that still remains a mystery. What does this female putting this body into this lake of gravy and then coming out as sort of a crumb chicken, what does this have, what does this mean? It can just allude to one thing. Are they cannibals? Are they feeding this ummah, planning to, or what are they, what is their mission? Mufti Saab, maybe you can share with us a few things here.
Wow. Well, I can say this, that this is not the first time, or this is not the beginning of subliminal messages in commercials. Okay. They've been doing this more than 50 years before I was born, and I was born in 55. They've been doing this. When I was in America, I had read that there was a time when 70% of black men were in the Freemasons. Okay? Freemasons are very popular, and that's how they operate with the symbols and things like this. So almost every commercial sends a message, whether it's obvious or whether it's not obvious. So this is nothing new. And I guess most people who are in the Freemasons or other Illuminati-type organizations, they probably understand it well also, what's going on. This is nothing new at all.
But normally before, They would tell us backtrack and all of these things. But I think those days are gone. Those are for the olden days where they were still unleashing or introducing different mindsets of Satanism and the rest. But now that people have become Satanists, I mean, if you look at America, how much of killing, just a person walks with his rifle and just decides to kill a few people. And we're not speaking of Muslims, where they will easily name them as terrorists. But these are just open, and you wonder what's driving people to do such things. And then you just come back to this, it's Satanism. And all those games and the rest, which we used to play. And then we realized now that how dangerous those games were. Grand Theft Auto and the rest. This was to ruin your iman. Yes.
This new station that has all these flicks called Netflix, they started producing a lot of these movies, and one was called Dajjal. Okay. And there's other movies where the people are witches, and they say that they're witches and they do rituals and whatnot. Whereas that was, when I was a child, that was only on the cartoons, Casper the Friendly Ghost, things like this. And he was a friendly ghost. Then you enjoyed that. But again, since, 10 years now, maybe, just Netflix is very big. And the biggest stories on Netflix are things that have to do with Satanism. We know that Islam is one of the fastest growing religions in America, or the fastest growing. But Satanism is also, being a witch, is also growing. And people are leaving the Catholic Church and the Protestant Church, okay, and they are becoming agnostic, okay? They believe in God, but they don't believe in religion.
Yeah.
And the Bible says that the Shaitan is the god of this world. So some people take that literally, okay, and they worship him. Okay, there is a Church of Satan in America, and its members are growing. People don't see that. And I see it, and this is why I keep saying, we have to learn our deen and invite the people. It's very easy to because it's in Allah's hands, it's easy to present Islam to the non-Muslims if the people by themselves are leaving Christianity, okay, and increasingly more and more becoming one agnostic and the other joining the Church of Shaitan or becoming a witch. So why can't they accept Islam? Well, there's no one to give it to them. Well, that's one thing. And they don't see it. Okay? They don't see it because the Muslims are acting like Americans. They're acting like non-Muslims. So you just don't see them. That's the problem. When they were able to see what was happening in Gaza, how many people wanted to become Muslim? It was the first time they saw Islam. Even though they're living in America where there's, more Muslims than Jews.
Yes. I just want to, we're going to wrap up now. So going back to the Pakistan and Afghanistan issue. We've sent out the Majlis account details to many of our listeners, and those who want to contribute, assist, you can send your funds there, as they are the organization that we trust. So you can send your funds to them, and they have projects already which they are involved in helping. I know of Afghanistan and Pakistan, I'm not too sure as well, but there is a number there which you can contact, and you can get the details from there. Mufti Saab, just a quick reflection quickly. We saw Independence Day Pakistan as well as Afghanistan a few days ago, and we saw all sorts of celebrations. Few people, in fact, died, wasn't it, through those celebrations in Pakistan. and
yes,
fireworks and the rest. Now, I just want, you know, we Muslims, we're supposed to take lesson. And yes, it's a tragedy. We all sinners, as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, that apart from the Anbiya Alayhi Wasallam, we're all sinners. But when we don't have this mission of Nahi Anil Munkar, then we also a target, because that's ideally what comes in the hadith as well. Someone has to do this work of Nahi Anil Munkar. And I have not seen any statements released, and I was quite shocked that, you know, Taliban and Pakistan going to these extents. Now Allah has given you freedom, and just becoming overexcited over the independence that's been given. But we see in the Quran Sharif when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Muslimin, about people entering into Islam, groups after groups, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, the help and the victory of Allah comes. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجَ, you just see the people entering groups and groups, forged or forged in Urdu. And Allah Azza wa Jal gives the instruction then to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what's the way forward? It is to glorify the praises of your sustainer and make istighfar. This is the way you will celebrate Independence Day with fireworks, emulating the kuffar. Then we look at verse 149 of Surah Ali Imran. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu in tuti'ul ladhina kafaru yaruddukum ala aqabikum fatanqalibu khasirin. O people of Iman, if you obey the kuffar, follow the kuffar, then you will be left as, they will turn you back on your heels and you will be left as losers. So this freedom that's been given to you in Pakistan and there next door, Afghanistan, we look up to you countries, but when you emulating now the kuffar, it pains us because we are one body. It's not that we are attacking, it's one body. But we will, like you said previously, Mufti Sahab, the upper deck of the ship will have to warn the lower deck. You cannot make these holes in the ship.
Yeah, and it's not something that just happened this year. Since the beginning of this this country, we see with the celebrations of Afghanistan and Pakistan, we see the nationalism, okay, which is an evil, and we don't want to talk about it. All right, we're proud to be Pakistani, okay. But I tell the people, is this an Islamic holiday? No, it's not. So according to Islam, Eid means a reoccurring festival every year. So, and there's only two of them. The Prophet clearly said there's only two of them. But there's no room for a third. Right? So when a Muslim in Pakistan celebrates his Independence Day, does the Muslim in Saudi or the Muslim in America celebrate with him? No, because they're in different countries, right? But does the Christian in Pakistan celebrate with the Muslim in Pakistan? Yes, he does. Mm. So you are celebrating with the kuffar, okay, this holiday. So how can any good come out of it?
Mm. And yes,
you. And the same in Saudi. When Saudi has their Independence Day, does Pakistan celebrate it? No. Okay, and all over, you go to all the countries. So we see the importance of England talking to the Saud family in 1920 something or whatever it was, and convinced them to attack the Caliphate, okay, and kick out the Caliphate and establish their own country, all right, free from being free from the Sharia, being free from the Caliphate, okay. And with help also with from the French, okay? And this is what we have. We replaced our Khalifa with a national flag, okay? And so we stopped being Muslim. We're being nationalists. And in our nations, everybody's equal, Muslim and non-Muslim. And we know the interfaith is not correct because Islam is above, and all the other so-called religions are below. So in a Muslim country, how can a non-Muslim be equal? But that's what Kadi Azim said on the 11th of August, 3 days before officially it became Pakistan. Mm. You know, this has nothing to do with the state. You can go to your church, you can go to your temple, you can go to the masjid. It has nothing to do with us. Mm. Okay? We want freedom for everyone, equality for everyone. Mm. Astaghfirullah.
Allah help the ummah. Mufti Saab, jazakumullah khairan for your time. We'll meet you, inshallah, possibly tomorrow.
Tomorrow. First,
yes, inshallah. And make dua for us. Allah make it easy for the ummah. We did share with the listeners. If you want the information, send us a message now, 084-786-3132. +27 is the code if you're in a foreign country. 84-786-3132. The information and the details to help Afghanistan with this earthquake, you can send it through to the Majlis. From us and the team, we say Jazakumullah khairan, Mufti Saab, make dua for us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.